Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and this is our Monday BBS program, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern, and the date is 11-14-11. So, this show will be probably about Creation Lightship questions, if you wish to call in, about healings that we offer. And a lot of people are kind of curious sometimes about what we have, or maybe they had one, they might not know what to do next for a follow-up. So we could talk about that. We could, talk about your twin flame connection, which is one of the clearings, alien attack removals, timeline crashing. So if you have any questions, either call in or come on the fast chat. So we'll see if our co-host is on today. Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm here, and welcome everybody to the show. It is, as Ron said, 11-14-11, so if you're listening to an archive, any sample clearings that Ron does will probably work unless he states otherwise. If you'd like to call in today with any questions about clearings or what clearings to do next, particularly, I guess if you're new, Ron's done a lot of expos this last month, so I'm sure we have quite a few new listeners. I'll give out those two numbers. So the first one for anyone in the U.S. or Canada, we're on Station 1 today, so the numbers are listed under the Station 1 play button. So 888-627-6008, and then hop down to area code 530-413-4522. And I was just going to read something out, Ron. We've been talking a lot about the new clone clearing that's being developed at the moment, and looks like you did some clone clearings on yesterday's 8-hour intensive call, and Lorna has written a nice testimonial that I was going to read out. So she's saying, and maybe when I'm done with that, you can describe what you did for anyone that wasn't on the call or is listening for the first time or hasn't heard you talk too much about the clone situation. So Lorna says, thank you so much, Ron, for the clone clearings on the 8-hour call. It is amazing. Clones in us hold so many issues and diseases. I noticed a whole new interface with my reality of being real and alive. These calls are beyond words for me to describe my gratitude to you. My private issue you told me to focus on clearing up is gone. So that's really interesting. So, Ron, maybe you want to describe to people, for people listening, what you did on the call yesterday.
Yeah, during the 8-hour call, we probably went through, I'm guessing, approximately 8 timelines. And people are focusing on issues that they had, or we focused on issues that we were dealing with on healings. But basically, the clones have your issues, and you get a clone body because of an issue that's stored in your DNA, basically, and they come in and attempt to steal your spirit energy and your physical body energy, which would be spirit. Also, so you have two energies. So they're both spirit energies. The light chip has your body energy. That's how it was created, from light. That's one energy. And you also have your spirit, which is coming into your body to help your body in this lifetime. So basically taking away the energies of the clones is very good. Like I said, you probably have 100,000 or more of these clones in you. Could even be more than that, but 100,000 is a good number to start with. And they come in through timelines. So each timeline could have, I don't know, we'll just say, I've worked with one person, had about 300 or so clones attached to one timeline. So basically when you clear out one timeline of an issue, it will help you. We'll be doing this on the upcoming conference call, which we'll be having starting in about an hour and a half from now. And it's $20, and people requested to have clones taken out of them, so we'll be doing that on this Monday call that we have. It's every week that I do this. And if you're interested in seeing what it's like to be decloned for a few of these timelines that we're dealing with, that would be wonderful. And you do feel a change. your body changes a lot. So back to you, Carrie, if you want to add anything.
Okay, well, I'll just add that the call that Ron is talking about is one of three calls, one-hour calls that he does on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They're at 5:30 to 6:30 excuse me, Pacific time, so 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern. They're $20 each, and if you're not signed up already, you can hop on the website, creationlightship.com, and go through PayPal there, and you'll get the phone number sent back, or you can send Ron an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com or yahoo.com or healing@creationlightship.com. Which one do you want to use now, Ron? Are you going to go back mostly to the creationlightship@yahoo.com? Is that the best one for people again?
Yeah, that one will work fine. So
okay.
Both active.
Okay, all right. Ron did that last Monday, and I think there were about 20-something people on the call, and it was very interesting. So some of you will have experienced it on Sunday and some last Monday, and those of you who haven't, you probably want to come try today. So we have a couple of questions. Let's have a look. Ed is asking, he's saying, please clear any individual mind control.
Well, that's hard to do. That's what we're dealing with. You're being controlled either robotically or through the mind. So.
Oh, I'm just seeing a little follow-up sentence here. Ron, sorry, I didn't see this part. He's saying, as in government-type agent stuff.
That as above, so below. So they're affected, too. So I can't concentrate for something like that, no.
So there is...
Eddie comes on. Did I hear you correctly? 100,000 clones. Yeah, I could say 500,000, but we'll keep it at 100,000 to make it sound simpler and easier for you. So that's the way it is. And unfortunately, that's who you are. Remember, as you change... I think the last show, last Monday, we talked about, if you want to get the archive on that, how clones come and go instantly, and why you might notice your life. But to look outside of yourself and see how other people are behaving, so you can kind of figure out what clones are in their bodies at that given time. It's much easier that way. That way you think that you're out of the loop and you can evaluate somebody else without realizing that you're in the same stew that they're in. So it's just watch how people respond and behave and how their bodies get taken over. So, yeah, we have lots of these. So let's turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okay. Below Ed's question, we have Shannon asking about the 4-in-1, and she's wondering how much that one is. So maybe you can just describe that real quick and let us know what that one costs to do. I think that one has to be done with you in person still, correct?
Yeah. The 4-in-1 is pore clearings in one. It's $150. The first part of that, I release you from 13 planets that are courting you very heavily. May not be the ones that we talk about here. Remember, there's thousands of them, so just thinking of the ones that's in your horoscope doesn't necessarily mean that they're actually connecting to you. There's other ones, too, that could be much worse. And from there, I energetically connect you and tell you about your home base energy. This is where you would go to when you're in the light completely after each incarnation and during that. This is much like your soul family that's here that you get stuck in the reincarnation loop with over and over again. But the true home base, you're not incarnating with any of the beings there over and over again. You just come back there to have some R&R, basically. The second or the third part is connecting you energetically to your twin flame energy. So I tell you what it looks like, what it's incarnated into, what type of being, maybe possibly what planet it's on. Remember, you can't get mental with this too much because there's so much out there in life. People start saying, well, is it this planet or that planet or this solar system? No, forget it. I can just tell you where you are. Remember, all that information is what the mind energy has taught you or told the scientist. and that gets passed on from generation to generation, century to century, you know, for people, and they start for decade to decade, and they believe all that's real. Remember, every 2,000 years, everything that you're looking at physically is no longer here. So even what you see with the telescope is no longer here. It has to be recreated again. So then the last part is taking you out of your soul family. This is very important because you get disconnected from your agreements that your spirit is, in a sense, forced to do upon you, whatever that would be, making these spiritual contracts and agreements with other people that you have hung out with for a long time. And a lot of that stuff can be very negative. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm just noticing a couple of people are saying there's no audio on the phone line. So, BBS, if you're listening, maybe you can just check that line, the 760 line, I think they're talking about. If there's anything wrong there.
I'm checking it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Ron, Misty, there's quite a few good questions here. I'm going to make my way down to them. But Misty is asking, what are clones? So maybe we need to backtrack a little on this clone issue, and you can describe what a clone is and what they're doing with us.
Well, they first take, we'll start from the very beginning here. Mm-hmm. So once upon a time, your physical body came here, and it was created from light, even though it is alien. The aliens probably did something to you to take away some of your, you know, very high consciousness that they would have. But basically, your body is made of light, and that's how your spirit can connect to you, because it can only come into light. So you have your spirit that looks out of your eyes that is here in this lifetime to energize the blueprint of your physical body. So you actually have two sources of light coming together. Now the darkness abducts you, the aliens, and they can take your physical body someplace in the dark side universe and hold it there. Then they can take a piece of your DNA, a little piece of it, we'll say, and we'll just say one cell out of your body that you'd never miss, okay, and then they can grow a new version of you. And then they put that version of you here. Remember, they're in control of time, so even though you think that you're here continuously, listening to my words here, looking at your computer or whatever you're doing, you could be abducted 100 times, not even know about it, because they can stop time and then bring you back over again. So on the timelines, when we release clones out of you, remember, you're controlled by timelines, and the timelines are off and on continuously. This is how you lose your keys, have deja vu, misplace something. Maybe you get a stupid clone one day that doesn't know too much, and you wonder why you're not on top of the world, or the day before or 10 minutes before you really had a lot of good information. Well, that's because the clone probably got jerked out of you and another one came in. But you don't know that. You just think, well, I got a bad day. I better get some more coffee or something. So the clones, the information is passed from one particular clone to another. And remember, when you're not here, when they turn the time off, and that could be for hours, if not maybe up to a year, they just make another specimen like you. Remember, everything is frozen in space. And then they bring in one that looks like you. Remember, they have a lot of time to do this, to do the beautification project on you, put the right clothes on, you know, whatever they're doing, and then reinsert you back into a timeline. So it's kind of like what you're doing with copying, pasting with your computer. Same process, but now it's just your body. And they do the same thing with your spirit. So the real you probably is only here maybe a couple hours a month. And now why does your real you even have to come back? Because it has to re-energize your bones, to just be really blunt here. Your skeleton system needs to have energy put back into it again so it won't die, because your skeleton is what holds all the information for the clones to attach to. So if your bones became non-energized, then no more clones would actually be coming into your body. And that would not be good for the aliens because they live off your emotional energy through these clones. So we'll be doing that clearing, taking out, you know, a small little part of this here so you can feel better. Once the clones are out of you, they're destroyed because they should not be with you. And the little piece of you, whatever that be, a little grain of sand, now gets reattached to your bone structure. And eventually, if you got all the clones out of you, then you would start to have a real body here. And anything else you can add, Carrie? Or maybe if a caller wants to call in and talk about it, that would be fine, too. If they experience this here, Larry mentioned about having a lot of them taken out. He was counting the timelines, and that's what I went through. Some people had less than that, but when I do the call, I only stop when everybody else is the final person that has a mass amount of clones is where I stop at. But basically, you know, so we did 12 clones the other day. So if you subtract 12 from 100,000, that's not a whole lot. That's the timelines. And you could have 100,000 timelines too. So I gotta mention that. So how many timelines do you run in a day? Well, I would venture to say each time you change what you're doing, let's just say that you're wanting to eat some food, that could be a different clone coming into you. Maybe you have to go to the restroom, that could be a different clone. You have to go out and walk outside, that could be a different clone. So I would venture to say maybe you have a clone switching off maybe every 10 minutes of your life. So how many clones are there? More than what you'd even probably be able to count. So the main thing is try to get back into the human aspect of who you are so you can become real. And when you do get those few of them out of you, you feel much better. And they do bring what we're finding through other people mentioning this here, is that the clones bring you your physical illnesses. So you might have a defective clone coming in. And maybe they were made by some other alien race. They didn't have quite the technology. And maybe they didn't know how to make lungs properly. So now you wonder why you have a lung condition. So, or any other type of condition. So the clones can cause that problem with you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I think just one other thing that I would add, Ron. Well, first of all, it's very overwhelming information when you first learn we're dealing with this many clones switching in and out of us. But just bear in mind that there will be a clearing up for this, so we do have a tool to begin to undo this. So, you know, if you're freaking out, don't freak out. It's going to be okay. It's a big job, but we're going to have a clearing to work through. And in the meantime, so that you can feel what this is like, Ron's doing the sort of a mini version of the clearing on the Monday calls after this show. So the one thing I wanted to add, Ron, was you and I had talked briefly about this a little while ago, and you had said the one physical constant in us that you've just talked about is our skeleton. And I was asking you that it feels like when you clear these out, that the other constant is our stream of consciousness or our thought process seems to stay with us too. It feels more or less like you're continuing to be you. So maybe you can talk a little bit about, you know, that we don't feel like we're turning into different people every 5 minutes. It does continue to feel like us. We might have little glitches or a pause in our, you know, we're searching for a word or something when we're trying to speak, but we do continue to feel like we are who we are, even though all these clones are rotating through us. I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
Yeah, what happens when one clone leaves and another one starts to come in, that information that the last clone had is like passed on to the next coming clone. And so you have an outgoing and an incoming, and they exchange the information because naturally, you know, the clone needs to have the exact GPS location of your body. It'd be pretty weird to be talking to some people and finding them jumping around different seats or something, or moving over 8 inches in their seat because that technology wasn't really perfected. So they do bring forth the information that you were talking about previously or whatever you were doing. And hopefully you know, it goes smoothly for you. If it doesn't go smoothly, then you have a problem. And there are abduction points, too, on freeways that you can feel things happening as far as the real abductions, driving through a location and kind of yawning, being a little dizzy maybe, then 10 minutes you feel better. And what happened to that 10 minutes of time that you were not here? Well, there's a clone car of yours driving on the road. What were they doing with you? That's you can just use your imagination on that. And so everything seems to be real here. Everything is cloned, even the trees and stuff. That's so neat when I do the little plants and things for people. So we may do that on the paranormal night, which will be Friday. So if you don't have a little plant, everybody, get a little plant to put in your house, and we'll make it real for you, because there's some place along the universe here of time that little plant is probably real. So we'll bring it back so that it can become real for you. So that's how it works. So who is doing this? It's the aliens. So that's the problem. Aliens should not be here. So you're caught up in alien technology all the time here. And unfortunately, that's where we live. And they mind control us, robotically control us, and different things like this here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have a question from Eleanor, and Eleanor is 9 years old, and she's asking some questions about the light ship and a question about our parents. So the light ship one is, where is the light ship? Is it outside, and how far from the Earth? And is it really beautiful, and what makes it so great?
Well, the light ship, you can't see it until you go on it. And it's very large. It'll change its reality of height and width according to what's happening on the light ship. And also what role it is doing with other planets. So if it needs to bring a whole planet into the light ship to do some kind of adjustments on it or something, it can be bigger than a planet. When we go up to the light ship on the calls that we have 3 a week plus the special calls that we do. Then at that point, if you're a seer, and if you are that young, you would probably be able to see things, see the light beams. So they're all there to help you, and it could be everywhere and nowhere at the same time. It's source energy, and everything is created from source energy. So back to you, Carrie. I think I heard a beep there, maybe.
Yeah, I think I did, too. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Fine, thanks. Yeah, I just had a question for Ron that isn't it a possibility that if you have a boss at work and he's superior over other people, he's got a superiority cologne, that you work for him, you work hard every day, but he never says thank you, he never acknowledges you, you never feel connected to him because he's superior over you, and he does that to try to have power and control over you, and you're never accepted, you're always in that quasi-state that you're not being acknowledged by the work you do?
Yeah, that could be a clone program, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, that's all I have, Ron.
Yep, so, I got an email from George, so thank you, George. Maybe you could send me your phone number. I saw it briefly that you did send one. So maybe just send me your, if I didn't have the phone number in there, maybe you could do that so I can give you a jingle. Okay.
All right.
So yeah, it's very interesting, you know, clones are clones and what program are they running? I could do a robotic program, but we need to know what to do it on. Any ideas, Carrie?
I don't know. Maybe mean bosses. Larry was bringing that up.
That'd be good. When you know that they're doing that to you, you can stop it, and you can be aware of it, and your spirit will tell you this is what they're doing, and you need to stop the game, and then you can save yourself from that dilemma.
Yep, that's true. So, not everybody probably is employed here, so we'll see what happens. So let's, I'll do a robotic program. I'll take it off of your hands. So remember, this is a program that's fused in you, and the people in the Beyondo out there are doing this to you. I call them Utes. Unwanted Universal Travelers. So here we go. So work with your left hand first, taking away some of the robotic programs that are connected to you. And you do have your body's consciousness working your hand, but you also have something else, maybe superseding that at times, working your hand. So here we go. Taking off the program to see if your hand tingles or not or something. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Okay, that's the left hand. See if your hand feels different than your right. You might want to look at it. It might be a little different. It might feel maybe lighter. So we just got rid of a program that's attached to your hand. How do you feel, Carrie?
I'm feeling pretty similar, actually. I didn't feel that too much. I was wondering how my handwriting would be as a result of this.
Okay.
Yeah, did you feel anything, Larry?
Yeah, we'll do a right hand here.
Okay.
So one, two, three, four. We'd like to get a call in maybe from somebody new or about what they're feeling with their hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So there's a YouTube link here, probably for clones. That might be the one with the two women, I think in England or something. There were two women that were blonde. I think they were sisters, and they were on the freeway. They were walking on the side of the freeway, and then they went out into the freeway and got hit by cars. And one lady, it was just really strange when you watch it. But they were typically clones or maybe something at a much higher tech level. So if that's it, it kind of wakes you up to see what's going on out there. They're probably more like a robotic human or a robot with skin on it. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Larry. Eleanor, 9-year-old Eleanor, has one other question, Ron, and she's asking, who picked our parents?
Who picked your parent? You mean, who picked your parents? Yeah, well, you picked the best of the worst, so you did very well. So you can... I would say that. You did very well picking your parents. Now, if they don't act the way you'd like them to, then that was your best choice. It could be worse. So I think I've heard a beep there.
Yeah.
Anybody
else
online?
Somebody else on the line?
Yes, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi. I wrote that for Eleanor because she was asking me to ask some questions tonight.
Okay, great.
I talk about the light ship all the time, and they're major Bible people, and I have trouble with that. Let's see. I had the natal barcode clearing a while back, and we can keep using that. Is that correct, Ron? Like for our phone number or, I don't know how we do it on a computer, put a serial number on there or something maybe. Is that correct?
The natal barcode, I believe, was intended to last for 30 days.
Oh, is that all? Oh, so then you have to, okay, and then you have to pay for it again?
Yeah, I'll have to check into that, but that's what I thought it was. I could be wrong, but that's what I thought.
All right.
There may have been an unlimited to that.
I did not get anybody codes that you were talking about the other day.
You could put your computer serial number into it, Mossy, and your house number and your phone number and your cell number.
I did the natal barcode a few months ago, so it's too late, I think.
Okay. All right, well, if you get it again, you can do all those things.
Friday morning and you were in it, so does that mean they were cloning us? You were just like your...
I don't come to people. unless there was something very dangerous.
You were just like talking to us, like you were giving us information in the dream. I go, I've never dreamt of him before. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it's. I would say typically they may have did something like that from the darkness to do that. Typically, I'd have to work through your spirit. And then your spirit would have to be able to connect with you. So I don't go typically consciously to people or subconsciously to give them information. You know,
right.
It would be through your spirit
so
only. That's the way all the dealings work. So
some kind of
otherwise,
trick.
It's in violation of who you are to attach to you or to connect to you in any way. Life doesn't work that way. But everything
and I sent you a couple emails. So I don't know if you got them or... I can't do the emotional clearing anymore. It's not working for me. I don't know why.
What's that again, Marcy?
Oh, the emotional clearing, I paid for the unlimited, and it's not working anymore, and I did not give any of the code to anyone.
The emotional one should come on. You might send me an email with the code that you have.
Okay,
and I'll just see if maybe there's a typo or something, but it should be working perfectly.
Okay.
You got the unlimited, it should always work.
Okay. On the natal barcode, it's just the earth energies that it takes off. So you're talking about the 4-in-1. That covers other planets, but the natal barcode only takes the dark or natal stuff, right?
Yeah, the natal one is what you were set up with. Upon your birth here, and so you're able to type in different things that is consistent with you, or just like some people live in a house for a long time and they know the address. So it's kind of dealing with tracking devices on you. So your name is definitely a tracking device.
So if I ever want to get that barcode again, since it only lasts 30 days. Is there an unlimited on that, or do you just pay $50 again or whatever?
I'll have to check on it to see, Marcy.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye, Marcy. Thanks for calling. So, Ron, Mick is asking, back to the cloning topic, since we've been talking about that quite a bit today, he's asking, who is doing the cloning?
Let's see. That's a good question. So the first thing is you may want to say, well, is some government doing cloning? I would assume so. Our government, possibly. I don't know. Other governments, same question, answer, possibly. I don't know. But remember, all the cloning technology comes from mind energy. And who controls the mind energy here? The aliens. So could an alien be working for a particular government here that's on our globe here? Yes, it could. It could be an alien right there bringing in information to how to do cloning. Is the person bad by doing that? No, typically not. It's just technology itself. So you have to realize that everything brought here is from alien technologies. Now, you might wonder why things have happened so quickly since the 1900s. Well, it means there's more aliens here to bring forth their information to us. And maybe because ascension time, this time, is very crucial, and they want to tag everybody. So you have to look at that, because why would humanity be, the way it was, before the 1900s? And look what we have now. And, why didn't this technology come here in the 1600s? Why didn't we have computers in the 1600s? I don't know. They could have brought it here then. Maybe it's because of ascension time coming. and they wanted to communicate to everybody to get them out of their heart, out of the energy, give them more mind energy, and the mind energy is what's controlling everybody. So, yeah, the aliens are here, whether they're here physically or doing mind control transmissions to, say, scientists or whatever to do cloning. You know, as above, so below. It's all the same stuff. So is a scientist bad to do cloning? I didn't, you know, who knows, you know. But it's probably being done somewhere else also. So we are living in a cloned reality here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm just noticing that Neat has typed in that the natal chart you can get that as an unlimited. So you can get it just for 1 month or as unlimited. Mick, I think Mick's comments that I'm about to read are about the robotic clearing, Ron, that you did on her hands, and he's talking about, he's asking if your hands are supposed to tingle when you do this and change color. I guess his are more red. And both his left and right went red, it looks like, and his wrists feel odd from that, and do you know why?
Yeah, well, that's the typical thing. So what happened was you got the programs that is probably limiting your hand movements taken off of you. So think of it as having a straitjacket, we'll say, on your body, or maybe having, say, gloves on your hand that you could not do certain things. It'd be interesting to maybe do an hour session with somebody. I charge $150 an hour for healings, and to do a robotic clearing, maybe have somebody who plays a piano or plays a guitar and get those controlling things off of them. That would be quite interesting to see if somebody could play better. I'm sure they would. And I do that anyway with musicians. I can, over the telephone, check out their energy flow of their body and to actually make them perform better. And I was just thinking, gee, I should probably get hooked up with some of the athletes, you know, that would be coming up for the maybe the next Olympics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make somebody become a lot better than what they're doing now. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, that would be really interesting, wouldn't it? Wow. So let's see. I'm not seeing any other questions right now. I don't think I've skipped any. So let's see, what should we do now? I'll give the phone numbers out again, see if anybody else would like to call. 888-627-6008, and that's for toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. And then 530-413-4522. So we were mentioning earlier the 8-hour call that Ron did yesterday, and for those of you who are new who are listening, this is the first of a series of three. You can come on at any point in the middle, and so the next two Sundays will be the following Sundays. Let's see, what will the dates be? Quick, pull your thing up, Carrie. Okay, the 20th and the 27th. And when you are on these calls, you can be absentee. If you're not able to actually be on the telephone, there's a conference line that you call in on, and you can listen for as little or as much of the 8 hours as you would like. And then when the call isn't going on the rest of the week, maybe, Ron, you can describe what happens and how we're still on the light ship and the light beams are still working on us.
Yeah, so the light beams are working with you continuously in quarantine. Remember, quarantine is outside of the light ship. Everything on the light ship has to be pure light. And so since we are contaminated down here, the light ship will put you in quarantine to work with you to take out the parts of darkness. And when they do that, then the parts that can be of light will come back to you in the light ship. So that's kind of the way it works, and the healings happen through that process. And you're on the light ship, even though we have an 8-hour call on Sundays, you're on it for the whole week in quarantine as they look for the parts of you that were stolen by the aliens, spirit and body, and bring them back together. And that's what happens. So it's kind of like a really big system restore, but they have to go out into dark side universes to find you. So that's kind of the way it works. And people have healings that are going on through the week but you cannot request a healing because you're in quarantine. They're looking for parts of you. So it's not like a physical healing that you can request during the week, but we do have the calls Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays for that process. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. So we have a follow-up question from what you were talking about with musicians and athletes. And the question is, how do you get this type of healing? Because I think this is probably not something that's on the website, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I do work with people who are interested and you know, moving forward in their life, and that I can do. And you have to realize that wherever you are now and whatever you're doing, your body is going to hang on to, in a sense, cell memory, robotic programs from the past which you know nothing about, and that's a limiting factor why you cannot, achieve maybe a faster running speed or move your hands faster playing a piano or just doing anything, swimming, because these programs are installed in you, and that's you probably hit the maximum limit. And just releasing a lot of that stuff out of you, along with muscle fatigue and maybe stretching tendons and making the muscles work better, which is what I do when I work with people. All of a sudden, you can do something that you could never have done before. So that's the way it works. So I do private sessions for $150. Just send me an email, and we can set some time up. I do people who sing, singers. If you're singing and you want to become better, I don't have to be with you. I just listen to your voice as you're singing over your telephone. And you probably want to get warmed up first a little bit, and we can make a session. And from there, I'll work with the energy in your body to make you sing better. So that's the way it works. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we've got about 10 minutes left. Excuse me. And Mick, you might want to come on the call after the show today, since you were feeling that robotic clearing. I'm sure you probably would feel really similar stuff for the clone clearing that Ron will be doing this afternoon in about 45 minutes. That call will start. If you are interested, or anyone else listening, if you go onto Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and then over on the left-hand side, scroll down in the navigation bar there, and the first chunk of information under the pink introduction section, go down there, and there's a little yellow sentence there, purchase conference calls, and click on that, and that will guide you through to getting on that call. So let's have a look. I'm going to shrink that down real quick.
I can see George asking, isn't that kind of like going sideways with the ascension process? Well, in a sense, it's not, because it's releasing energy blocks that the body has in it. Remember, your body was not created to have energy blockages in it. And if you can get those energy blockages released, then you're working your way toward the ascension too, a little differently. But remember, the whole thing is blocked energy. And so if you could have a better life by having some improvements in what you're doing, then that's still going to help you. So that's what we do all the time with the clearings, is releasing blocked energy from people. Just different names for that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's see. Mick is just asking about Ed's website and asking what that's for. So I'll just say, Mick, that Ed has his intergalactichumans.com website, where he posts articles that he's writing about the activities that are going on with the underground bases and the various different countries' armies that are helping battle the aliens at the moment. So you can go to that one, and it's kind of in conjunction with what the Creation Lightship is doing. Some of it is, and some of it they're doing on their own, I guess. So do you want to add anything to that, Ron, just for Mick to understand what Ed's website's about? Are you still there, Ron? Did I lose you?
Yeah, Ed recaps kind of what I talk about on the programs here, and what the Lightship is doing with the military forces underground to fight the aliens off. So that's kind of what it is. So
okay. So Mossy's wondering about kids who do dancing like other people usually can't do, and wondering if those are cloned, and she's mentioning a five-year-old.
Well, they'd have to be clones, yes, just like you're a clone. So, yeah, everything here is clones. Remember, like I said, you're probably only real a couple hours a month, so that would be clones, and some clones may have a lot better technology than others. Remember, the alien races want to bring forth their best specimens here. We can see that in a lot of the movie stars and stuff, and special models and things like this here, as you see them in the tabloids and whatever. Some people don't have an aging problem where other people do. So, anyway, it's just the way it is. And nothing is really typically weird what I'm talking about, because this is the reality that you live in. You're just getting more information about the reality that you live in. So I'm not bringing anything out that isn't new to anybody. It's just a way to look at it to become more self-empowered. And we have clearings on the website to have you regain your spirit, your soul back to you, and to make your physical body feel better. And that's kind of the way it is. So if you can think back when you really had some great ideas, a lot of enthusiasm, maybe in the last month, that may have been when you were here. Because that information gets transferred to the next clone that comes in after you're taken out. And just watch, like I said, watch your friends, people around you, and you can see them change. One obvious thing is, a long time ago they had a show on TV, I think it was called Maynard G. Krebs or something, The Thinker, you know, and just kind of, not that I can recall the program, it's been so long ago, but as a thinker, you can see how the stance is, how somebody has their, you know, their fist kind of underneath their chin or something, and they're thinking, you know, contemplating. Well, that's kind of how clones work. So if you ever watch anybody, you ask them a question, and they kind of blink their eyes, they freeze for a couple of seconds. They look up in the sky to try to figure out what the answer is. Maybe they're looking for the next clone coming down, you know. And all of a sudden a new one comes in, and it may have the answer to your question. They had one of those things happen on one of the presidential debates a long time ago, but I won't get into that one. I don't like to get into politics. In fact, I never do. But, you know, we can see all kinds of weird things happening, or how sometimes people have one stand against something or for something, and the next week they're against it. Maybe just the program of the clones maybe happened to change a little bit. Or maybe the alien race got terminated who had the clone. Maybe they didn't like what the body was doing, so got some alien war out there, and that particular cloned energy that was controlled by the aliens, now they're terminated completely through an alien war, and now they have your agenda, what they want to bring forth through you and in you. So that's the way it works. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I noticed a few pages ago that Ed was posting a link on YouTube for the Ascension panel that you did at the Conscious Life Expo. So if you want to hear Ron talking and watch him on the video on YouTube, that is up there now. And I can't get back to that page right now, Ed, but I know, I guess you could probably just go, well, it's probably linked through the website too now, is it, Ron? I know you have a YouTube link on the website, so that's probably the best way to find it. Go to creationlightship.com and hit the YouTube link.
Yeah.
I think that probably
I'm sorry, George, if you think $150 to work on somebody is too high. I can point you out to a reader that gets $2,500 for an hour. People have spent more than that having their hair done. So if you want to improve your life and you are a singer or musician or something, and you practice your whole lifetime, I would think $150 is probably a very good deal for somebody, especially if they can improve themselves. So that's what I charge. If it's too much for you, then by all means, then don't have it done. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. We've got one more clone question from Marcy, and she's asking, how do we not get cloned when we are driving?
Well, when you're, how do you not get cloned when you're driving?
Yeah, how can we be? How can we prevent ourselves from being cloned while we're driving? I guess the answer
is prevent yourself from being cloned. Okay, not yet anyway. Until you get more of you in you, but the driving is when you get abducted. So if you're driving your car, and you're going to notice that there are abduction locations. I don't know. It's hard to say. I felt about maybe three of those for sure, driving about 600 miles. Now, naturally, every location could have their own abduction point. But if you're driving your car, take note when you start to yawn or feel a little different in your body. And take a note of that. And then go to the area again and kind of notice where you got better. And you'll probably notice that driving your car at the speed limit, we'll say, of 65, if you have that in your state anyway, then notice that probably the abduction point time might be about at least 5 minutes to 10. So kind of just take note of where you go to. And when you come back around on that same location on the freeway or highway, notice that it might be very similar on the way back. And then you know that you just went through an abduction point. So what can you do? You can, if once you know about it, then very possibly you could probably not be abducted. I can't guarantee that. But you need to take full awareness that this is the point where it could happen. Now, very possibly, as you are abducted, maybe this one particular alien race wants to abduct the clones that are with you, or a clone that is with you driving your car. So maybe they want to take control of you. And so right away, the alien race that has you as a clone may not like that. So a lot of things could happen that you don't know about. So maybe that alien race is much stronger than the alien race that gave you the clone as you're driving. I don't know. But if you just take note, you might be able to stay more conscious. And normally when you're driving your car in these locations, or if you're like on the subway or something, you will notice that sometimes when they take you, which could be any time, you may lose track of where you are. You might actually think you forgot about the subway or freeway off-ramp, where you get off the subway at a certain location. And when you come back, then you go, wow, what happened? You know, I'm, 10 miles on down the road. Jeez, and you normally, the mind will say, oh, you stupid person. You were daydreaming. You're reading your book too long. What were you doing? And you missed it. So that's how the mind covers up for that. But in reality, a clone was here and you were not. At least the clone that wanted to get off of that off-ramp or subway location. And maybe that information was not transferred from one to the other. Or, like I said, another alien race wanted you more and had more power over the ones that were controlling you at that time. So it gets to be kind of sci-fi, and you have to realize that this is the way it is. But it's not that it's bad. At least now you know why. You always miss those freeway off-ramps. The scariest thing for the abduction process, I think, physically scary, is that you're driving your car and you look in your rearview mirror or outside mirror, and you look and nobody's beside you or behind you. And all of a sudden, you look 5 seconds later and a car pops up. And you go, wow, where did they come from? This is a straight road. I can see for miles. And all of a sudden a car popped. Was it inside of my trunk and it grew and popped out or something, So you have to realize that this here is what happens. And if you do notice that, go, aha, they just got landed here. Or did I just get landed because I was driving somewhere in the Beyondo on this movie script, and I got brought back here. So maybe you startled the people alongside of you because they saw the same thing, like, where did you come from? So that's the way it kind of works. So back to you, Carrie. Maybe you can have people come on the call here if they're interested in a half an hour
Yep.
And we do, today's dedicated from popular request. We did it once last Monday with the clone removal. And you're welcome to come on if you wish. There's space for you. So hopefully you're going to be on the call for $20 and feel what it's like to become human, getting these clones out, because we do energize the part of you that is human, and you start to gain more territory on your bone structure. One way to look at it is kind of like, you know, when you make a candle, you know, I remember doing that maybe in second grade or something. You keep dipping that wick into the wax, and eventually the whole thing is big, you know. At first, it's just a piece of string. Kind of look at that. That's the way it is when you get the clones out of you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, I have 57, so we should probably wrap it up. So creationlightship.com, scroll down on the left there if you'd like to come on the call. And, George, in answer to your question, where does all the money go? Ron puts it all back into us. He has to pay for these radio shows. They're $60 a pop, and as you know, he's doing four of these a week, so, you know, you can do the math. And he's had three expos this month, airfares, driving, gas, booths, hotels. It's Ron isn't sitting at home hoarding pots of gold, you know. He's putting all the money back into us. So, and as you've seen on the website, there are a lot of free clearings that he's offering all the time, and when we sit and listen to the radio shows, all the samples are free unless we make a donation. So on that note, if any of you would like to donate, if you enjoyed the show, if you feel you benefited from it, there is a donation button on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and you can donate any amount from $20 up through PayPal, and it would be much appreciated by Ron and helps keep these shows on the air, which, you know, there are four a week. It's a lot of money, and it comes directly out of Ron's pocket. So if you can help out, that is that would be greatly appreciated. So it's about 2 minutes to the top of the show, so I'll say goodnight. The next show is Wednesday, also on Station 1 at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, and hopefully we'll see Ron, we'll see a lot of you on the call at 5:30 in half an hour, 8:30 Eastern, and you can feel what it's like to get a bunch of these clones off your skeleton. So thank
That's
you,
great.
Ron,
yeah,
very
and,
much.
Great. So thank you, everybody. And people are going to be on the call. Maybe you can take some pictures of how you look with your cell phone or something and just see how you look after the call. So I'll say blessings to all of you. See you later, everybody. Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Thanks, Ron.